Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, 28th, 2008. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza appealed to the League of the Arab States to intervene to stop the arrests of its ranks in the West Bank by the Ramallah-based government. Meanwhile, Israeli military attacks continued against the West Bank. This news and more coming up. Stay tuned. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza appealed on Tuesday to the League of the Arab States for ending the arrests of its ranks in the West Bank by Palestinian security services there. Spokesman of Hamas, Sami Abu Zuhri, maintained in a press conference in Gaza City that his party is concerned over the daily arrests, saying that Americans are helping the President Mahmoud Abbas-led authority over there undermine Hamas. He warned of impact of such arrests on underway national unity talks between his party and the rival Fatah party of Abbas aimed at reaching a national unity. Meanwhile, the International Campaign for Breaking the Siege on Gaza announced today that a boat of 17 international peace activists and supporters of the Palestinian people would sail from Cyprus today en route to the besieged Gaza. The Free Gaza Movement, a principal organizer of the journey, warned today of solid Israeli threats to forcibly and prevent access of the boat into Gaza's territorial waters. In August 23, a Free Gaza boat managed to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza as more than 40 international activists landed on Gaza for the first time in four decades. In the meantime, Israeli military attacks on the West Bank continued today as one resident from the North Shams refugee camp near the Tul Karem city was detained earlier in the day. Also, Israeli troops hindered movement of Palestinian residents and vehicles late at yesterday night near the West Bank city of Jenin. In a related news, the General American Consul in Jerusalem, Jacob Wells, voiced his concern over the continued Israeli armed settlers' attacks on Palestinian farmers in the West Bank. Walls confirmed that his country has contacted the Israeli government for clarification. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Maghari and Hussam Qassis.